Hi, I'm Dr. Mila Brugic, and thank you for joining us on this episode of the Optometric Insights podcast series, where we're joined with Dr. Janelle Davison, and she's actually going to be talking about innovation in the eye care space.
Friends, this is Dave Keating. Before we get into the show, I wanted to thank Team for supporting the podcast. If you're not aware, Team is a virtual staffing and agency which helps connect virtual teams to your practice. I don't know about you, but I have a harder and harder time finding people to come in and join me in the in-office staff. And so over the last 2 years, we've found 10 virtual people to become part of our team. They do things like answer the phone, they help with billing insurance, they check for documentation before it comes in, they scribe in the exam room, they can order contact lenses, and the list goes on. We've been able to work with several agencies over the years, but we have found that Team has been the most effective at ensuring that our virtual employees get paid, stay on time, and that we're following up with them and making sure that they're a great agency for these people. If you are ever interested in considering a virtual employee into your office, I'd love to chat with you. But also, I wanted to let you know that Team is offering a $250 discount when you first sign up with them. Check out hireteam.com, hireteem.com for a $250 discount, or see the show notes below for a link that will get you to the website. Thanks to Team for supporting the OI show, and thanks to you for being a listener.
Dr. Davison, welcome, and thank you for joining us. The owner of Brilliant Eyes Vision Care in Atlanta, Georgia, correct?
Yep, Smyrna, right
Yeah.
outside of Atlanta, small little suburb.
So tell us a little bit more about your background, your practice, and really your passion in eye care.
Yeah, so thanks for having me first off on this awesome Friday afternoon. And so I've been practicing now 18 years. So this is my 18th year. So it's actually kind of
Congrats.
humbling that 18 years have gone by this fast. 14 of those I've been in private practice. And so I started my private practice cold in 2010. So a year after I had my oldest son.
So zero patients. Like you just said, I'm going to
Cold.
open this up on my own.
Yep, no
Great. Good for
patients.
you.
My first space used to be a Washington Mutual. So we don't even have
Really?
Washington Mutuals anymore. And so I started cold. I did my business plan on maternity leave. So before that, I was kind of like a relief doctor. I did fill in. So I contracted myself out. So I worked all over the Metro Atlanta area, going far north, filling maternity leaves. So I got to see every aspect of eye care, and I knew private practice was for me. And
I
so
was
I
going
was
to
going
say,
to
did you get a chance
practice.
to see things that you liked and see things that you didn't like and kind of know how to shape your practice from there?
Exactly. I did
Awesome.
corporate, I did private, I saw how to interact with staff. So it was a great experience. I did it for like 2.5 years. I actually filled in for some of the prominent doctors in the Atlanta area. And I actually enjoyed it. And doctors who are in private practice, now that I am in private practice, really appreciated the relief, knowing somebody that was
Yeah.
going to show up every Friday or Thursday, whatever day
Yep.
they wanted off, was
Bet.
going to take care of their practice. And so even when I stopped doing it, I was getting calls like, "Hey, Dr. Davidson." I'm like, "Look, I can't do this anymore. I don't have time," because they really enjoyed having that peace of mind. And
Yeah.
so, but I really like the private practice aspect of it. I mean, in school, I knew I wanted to have a private practice, and so I started my practice, and then I do full scope. And it was about 2016, 2017 that I really kind of took a deep dive into the dry eye space within my practice. And then 2018, I brought into some more of the aesthetic space, ocular aesthetics. I used to have a lash esthetician in my office. We used to do facials, and then COVID hit. And so once COVID hit, it kind of pivoted my practice. And so I still do a lot of those things. I don't have an esthetician in the office right now anymore, but the dry eye space has really advanced and taken off. And so much so that I started Visionary Dry Eye Institute. So I'm taking that out of my practice and bringing it into its own little space or a sanctuary, I call, for dry eye patients. And so I'm so excited because we're actually going to have our grand opening next month. So
Good for you.
it's been a
Is that
crazy
a different
road.
door, Janelle, that people walk
It's a
into to get
different
into?
door. Different door, starting that cold, very different, no optical. It's only going to be dry eye, ocular surface disease, strictly referral center. And so we're in the medical space. So I'm so excited. Like across the hall is plastics, rheumatology is down the hall, dermatology. It's like a whole medical building. So I'm going to be one specialist in there with the focus on ocular surface disease. I get a lot of referrals and it just, I do primary care. So I have a beautiful optical and frames. It just gets clunky, right? And so I don't want that confusion. So now when patients are coming in for ocular surface evaluations and treatments, they have a whole dedicated space, 1500 square feet, just for us to deal with that. And then my goal is to be able to have a space for training for other colleagues. I get people call me all the time. Can I visit your office? And I'm like, that is so not going to work when I'm seeing patients.
Janelle, you've come on the scene pretty hard and heavy. And I think we met, it was either right before or right after COVID.
Yeah.
And we've kind of had the opportunity to do work on a few projects together. But one of the things that's clear is that eye care has evolved in the last 18 years. And
definitely,
for the last 14 that you've owned your practice, I mean, you've now been integral in not only the clinical advancements, but also the business side of it. And innovation, I think, is really something that's synonymous when people think, if they know you, Janelle, that is synonymous with you. You're always thinking about, okay, what's the next better way I can do this? And how can I leverage the technologies that I have right now to make what I'm doing better and more efficient? Tell us a little bit about that and tell us where you see some of the innovation in the space, not only from a clinical perspective, but also from a business management perspective.
Yeah, so innovation is important. It helps us stay on the forefront. It keeps our businesses vibrant. So like I said, I own my business. And so in order for me to stay viable, to keep the doors open, I always have to be thinking ahead, looking to see what's next, what's going to help my practice, my patients, and my staff. I use a lot from other industries. I tell people a lot, my sister's a dentist, her and her husband, they own their own practice. And we kind of bounce off each other, technologies that we have. And that's when I realized for practice management on the business aspect of it, you know, that turnkey aspect of it, we're kind of deficient because I'll get jealous of the stuff that she has. And she's like, oh, I did just open the box and the business was ready to go. And I'm like, oh, it's not that easy for us. And so I'm always looking for innovation for check-in process. So
yeah, I was going to say, Janelle, like, let's start from the beginning. Like, what does that look like? What does that look like when somebody's checking in the practice?
And so checking in, as far as even when you're calling the office, before COVID, I started to realize a lot of patients don't check their emails. If you call them, they're not answering their phone. So we easily and quickly implemented communications where we're texting our patients. We're like texting our patients. It's our phone number. That's our main way of communication with our patients. You can schedule appointments through a widget via text online. You can start everything with us via text. Once you call or text and make your appointment, you're on our book. You get automatic paperwork. So the paperwork is sent to you virtually. So usually it's sent out about 2 days or a day before. If not, we can send it to you just on demand if needed, like if you're scheduled same day. And the patient fills that out. And what I like about it is they get a copy of it once it's done because the paperwork is a contract. So they know what our policies and procedures are. And then the system kicks a PDF version of it right into the EHR. So it doesn't fill in each bubble, but that's fine. I have a PDF version of everything that is our policy with the signatures to manage that as well.
Janelle, what patient communication system are you currently using?
I'm using Weave right now. I'm currently using Weave.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And then
what EHR are you currently?
Revolution
EHR. That's great. Mm-hmm. Two great systems.
Yeah,
that's
I've tried a gamut of them. I've tried a lot of them. This is the one that seemed to be work. No, it's nothing's perfect, but this works for the way that I need. And then we tell patients we have our virtual waiting room. Right. So COVID, we kind of still kept that because my optical right now, it's smaller. It's a boutique. It gets crowded. And then it prevents my staff from feeling like, oh, I got five people standing in front of me. So they text us, say, hey, I've arrived. And then we say, great, come on in. We're ready to get going. Or you know what? Give us a few moments. We'll finish up a patient. We'll bring you in. So patients are waiting in their car as needed. They come in, we check them in. So we have wireless POS systems, right? So we realize we don't want anything just chained to a front desk. So we can check you in and swipe your card anywhere. The system that we use allows us to send a text to payment. So if you even wanted send you a link to pay for your copay or pay for your glasses. And then once you're in, it's really quick because you filled out your paperwork. We're just swiping your card for your copay if you have one, and you're going right back. A lot of my pretest equipment now is mobile, right? And so COVID, you know, and staffing is an issue. And if you're a smaller practice, you know, one person out is out. That can really derail how the day goes. So in 20...
So Janelle, what are you talking about? Your pretest is mobile. Dive into that a little bit.
Yes,
for
I was going to say in 2020, what was it, 2022? You know, I had the whole pretest room and I was like, this is so dumb that we're taking a whole room up for some tests that can be mobile, right? And so some of my stationary thing, like my OCT, I put them in a specific room. So if they're coming in for retina, this and that, they have to go in this room. But I have a handheld autorefractor. I actually have a handheld fundus camera by Aier that has AI technology. I've seen it now in some lectures recently by a glaucoma specialist. And she was like, oh, a patient came to me with their picture printed out. Actually, they had a text message of the picture. And I'm like, oh, I have an Aier. I've been having that for like a year and a half. Automated autorefractor. I have eye care. And then I added tear osmolarity by Scout Pro. So that way we'll do osmolarity test. So pretty much my tech is taking things in as needed, and we can have a patient in any room and bring the pretesting to them. And everything is just documented right in the chart. It just keeps it super efficient. Me, I don't like patients waiting to see me. I think I'm awesome, but I don't want anybody waiting 2 hours for an eye exam to see me at all.
For a routine exam. Reduce the bottleneck of of that pretest room.
There's no, we just get them in a room.
Do you have other associates in your practice, or are you by yourself in your office?
I just added an associate in December. So I have an associate. She works about 2.5 days a week, and she added a Saturday for us because I had stopped working Saturdays. So I have an associate starting December, and she loves it. She's like, wow. So there's no bottleneck. Patient just goes in whatever room.
I was going to say, are you guys ever in the practice together, Janelle?
Not right now.
See patients together? Okay.
We don't see. So right now I use it as a day off, and then it's they allow me to get going for my other practice. So the goal is I'm going to be, while she's here, I'm going to be at the Dry Eye Institute. Then she added a Saturday. She was like, I can work Saturdays. Notice you don't do them anymore. So I'm like, cool. So she does Saturday a month. So it works out perfect.
Janelle, tell me about, there's something referred to as optical calculation innovations. Tell me what that is. Describe that to me.
And so, if you have an optical and you have staff, one of the hardest things is reading the patient benefit, you know, interpreting that math and then calculating that math to make it a real life quote for the patient.
Yeah.
And so actually in 2019, that was a big issue in my practice. And so a lot of people don't know this about me, but I do have I'm really techie and nerdy. And then my husband is an engineer. So we just kind of like bounce off each other.
Oh boy.
Real crazy, you know? And so we developed a whole freaking software, like legit a software. Cause I was like, I'm tired of these calculation errors. I want to be able to make it an easy experience for the patient. And I want to be able to create a quote. And so I had like an Excel sheet and I went to my husband. I'm like, I know you can figure this out. You're in IT. You went to Georgia Tech. I need you to figure this out for me. And so he went through like all the benefits for all our vision plans. And 3 years later, we have Paradigm. And so Paradigm is how it sounds with the EYE in it, but it's a shift in how we calculate charges and how we work with our patients. And so it actually reads some of, so back it up. So the patient's on the book, right? And so Paradigm will sync with your EHR. It will verify the patient's benefits, take those benefits and upload it into the system, meaning it'll tell you the copays for single vision, progressive, blah, blah, blah. And then it'll also will create a good, better, best package for those patients. Cause I want it to be quick. I want patients to look at the fee and say, this includes my glasses, my lenses, and all the treatments that are recommended. And then in addition to that, we just added calculation for contact lenses.
That's great.
Some reason people still can't figure out how many boxes equals a year and how to add the rebate and an allowance. So we added all that. So I'm super nerdy. And so like patients are in and out. There's so much innovation. We're printing out quotes for them that are customized. And so it allows the patients to not have that pressure. So it's like, if they don't want to purchase today, perfectly fine. They walk out with a very professional quote. They can go home and talk to a spouse. And then usually they call us back and say, hey, I want to move forward. And we text them a link and they pay and we're good to
go. That's
great. Yeah. So
that's great. So Janelle, what about innovations in patient education? Like what are you guys currently using for that?
And so this is really awesome. We had something in 2017, 2018. It was called Outcome Health. And then recently I was reached out by Checked Up. So we have these digital boards. I think I posted a little video about this on my social media. Yeah. But the digital boards, what I like about this versus Outcome Health is all eye care specific, right? So we have 3D boards in the exam room that help us. They're either video, it's dry erase, or 3D models for us to show various disease aspects specific to the eye. And so to each one of our exam rooms, and then in our optical, it is a TV that runs eye-related things. So it's talking about those things. What is astigmatism? And it shows nice graphics and videos on this dry eye. So now it helps where the patient's like, what is astigmatism? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to show you a video on that. And I press the video and they're listening and looking and while I'm typing and getting stuff in the computer. And so one patient was like, you guys are like super techie in here. This is like amazing. And so that definitely helps, you know, efficiency, and then just incorporate technology in any aspect where I can.
Janelle, this is awesome. So I could talk to you for about another hour or so. For those listeners that are interested in just finding out more about Dr. Janelle Davison, how do they find you? How do they follow you? What are your all your like the tags and everything that you use on all your social media channels?
So I'm on all social media except for Twitter, formerly known as X, and I'm simply at Dr. Janelle OD.
That's great.
LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, all of them.
One of the things that I love about the stuff that you post, Janelle, is it's always very practical stuff for patients and also practical stuff professionally too. So I always enjoy seeing you out there, always enjoy seeing you at meetings. And you are really, truly, Janelle, very quickly becoming one of the leaders in the profession. So keep doing what you're doing, and we're definitely going to have you back on the show. And I just am honored to have you here. And thank you for taking a little bit of time to be on the show and sharing a little bit with our listeners.
Stephanie, and thank you for inviting me. And that means a lot coming from you. You are one of the leaders. So definitely you've been an inspiration. And I really appreciate all your support. And anytime you want me back, I'll be back.
Janelle, thank you. And thank you all for joining us on this episode of the Optometric Insights Show, where we talked about innovation with Dr. Davison.
Thanks again, friends, for joining us for this episode. Again, thanks to team for their support of this episode. If you're considering or have ever considered getting a virtual team member for your practice, check out hireteam.com. That's hireteem.com. Mention the OI show when signing up or hit the link below for a $250 discount off of your first month's team member.